We know that the god Ahura Mazda offered truth and virtue in opposition to a universal lie. And this is language that's very similar to that Darius used in the Behistun decree. The impostor lied to his people, but Darius would restore justice. An alternate reading of Darius's inscription is that anyone who challenged the king was also tackling Ahura Mazda, and they were trying to lead the state into unrighteousness. So this made Darius's vengeance on them necessary. Once again, we see a situation where a ruler is finding divine support for his battles. Some hints of the worship of Ahura Mazda are contemporary with the Achaemenids, and we see this in the allotments recorded in the Persepolis tablets. There are numerous receipts for monthly rations that were likely designated for sacrifices to Ahura Mazda. He's not listed in the tablets, but they are referred to as the rations of the king. And this ritual was celebrated in several cities in Persia. The goods distributed include only drink, fruit, flour, or grains. There's no meat, as was common in the other sacrifices. And this sort of proto-vegetarianism is typical of Ahura Mazda. So this is what leads us to suspect that the tablets are recording the worship of the god Ahura Mazda. He was not the sole benefactory of the king's distribution. Babylonian and Akkadian gods also received rations from the king's treasury. We will now shift westward, and the written sources for the rest of the Persian Empire, the historical sources, come from Greece and the Old Testament. So we're leaving the native documents to look at the perceptions of the Persians from their enemies. We know virtually nothing about Persian political or military actions elsewhere in the empire, and this is a huge loss for us. One of the many uprisings that Darius had to face in his reign occurred on the western coast of Turkey in Ionia in 499 BC. The causes of this rebellion are unknown, but it may have been a revolt against Persian demands for tribute, or perhaps even the result of internal political disputes into which the Persians had been drawn. Ionia is where Greek settlers had been living in western Turkey for centuries now, and they maintained very close relations with mainland Greece, especially cities such as Athens. And this is important to keep in mind because it explains the political and cultural awareness between the Greeks and the Persians. And keep in mind that Herodotus himself was an Ionian Greek from the city of Halicarnassus. In 499 BC, the Athenians and Eretrians, Eretria is a city near Athens, had sent a small contingent of ships to aid their fellow Greeks in their revolt against the Persians. The ships were not enough to make a difference, but they may have been a convenient excuse for the Persians to use to justify their attack on Greece later on. The Ionian revolt failed, although they did burn the capital of the satrapy in Sardis. Herodotus writes that when Darius learned that Sardis had been burned during the revolt, his first reaction was to find out who these Athenians were who had been involved. And when he learned more about them, he vowed to punish them. He also commanded, according to Herodotus, that one of his attendants say, "Master, remember the Athenians," at each of the three meals he was served daily. So Herodotus sets up Darius's invasion as a personal vengeance against the Athenians. The real motivation for Persian interest in Greece remains unknown. Tribute, curiosity, a general love of expansionism. We do know the Persians had a political refugee from Athens who may have promised that it would be very easy to capture Greece, and in return, he would become the new satrap.